This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Trump administration has blocked a witness from testifying in the impeachment probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland had been portrayed as a potentially important witness to allegations President Trump tried to force Ukraine into getting political dirt on Joe Biden. The State Department has stopped Sondland from appearing today before a House panel. The president says he would have loved to send Sondland, but he'd be testifying before a totally compromised kangaroo court. House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff says the president continues defying Congress.
Further acts of obstruction.
But Republicans like Matt Gaetz are literally echoing the president.
The kangaroo court. And Chairman Schiff is acting like a malicious Captain Kangaroo.
They're arguing Schiff's running an unfair inquiry and refusing to release a transcript from an interview last week, they say totally clears the president. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Three scientists whose work is helping to answer the question, are we alone in the universe, have won the 2019 Nobel Prize in Physics. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
The morning started badly for Swiss astronomer Didier Queloz of the University of Geneva.
I got a problem with my bike, and yesterday I hold a flat tire. It's just amazing what's going on today.
Things changed fast. He got a phone call telling him he won the Nobel Prize in Physics.
That was a shock, frankly. I was not expecting that at all this morning.
He shares the prize with another Swiss scientist, Michel Mayor.
We found the first planet orbiting a star. And for plenty of reasons, that was a kind of an event.
And Canadian-American James Peebles of Princeton also shares the Nobel for his work exploring the evolution of the universe. I'm Rita Foley.
For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump insisted Tuesday he's not abandoning Kurdish forces in Syria, despite his orders to withdraw U.S. special forces from the Syrian-Turkish border region to make way for a Turkish incursion. In a separate set of tweets Tuesday, the president also praised Turkey, inviting Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to visit the White House next month, while calling Ankara a big trading partner. And crediting the Turkish government with helping to save many lives in Syria's Idlib province. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said Tuesday she would not rule out getting help from mainland China to deal with pro-democracy protests, but that she feels strongly Hong Kong should find its own solution.
That if we are so proud of Hong Kong being a city that upholds and safeguards the rule of law, one important component of the rule of law is a law-abiding population.
Lam said she would carefully assess whether to institute more measures under a colonial-era emergency law she invoked last week to criminalize wearing face masks in Hong Kong.
It is too early to say that the anti-mask law is not effective. I'm sure you will agree that for any new policy or new legislation, it will take time for it to be effectively implemented.
A police spokesman said Tuesday that officers had arrested a total of 77 people for violating the mask ban. The decision served to fuel more anger among protesters, with tens of thousands of people turning out for fresh demonstrations in defiance of the face mask ban. The U.S. TV show South Park has been swept up in a Chinese censorship fury. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma has that story.
South Park is the latest casualty in the growing debate over how to navigate China's censorship efforts, a question heating up after the NBA suffered a backlash in China over a pro-Hong Kong tweet by the Houston Rockets general manager. South Park's creators have tackled this issue head-on, making the latest episode of their satirical cartoon about how Hollywood self-censors to gain access to China's vast consumer market. The show was quickly scrubbed from the Chinese internet. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A U.S. journalist has filed a civil rights complaint against the Department of Homeland Security after a Customs and Border Protection agent delayed his re-entry until he admitted to writing propaganda. The incident occurred at Dulles International Airport outside Washington, where Defense One writer and editor Ben Watson was returning from a trip to Denmark. Defense One is an online journal that covers the defense industry and is owned by Atlantic Media. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.